Calling all students. It's time to go back to school and learn the skill of organizing once and for all. Last year, the Organize 365 team and I took the last 10 years of organizing, teaching, and creating organization systems and streamlined each program for maximum transformation and application. You could see the full video of these orientations by going to organize365.com/orientations. It is go time. In each of these orientations, I will remind you why each Organize 365 product was created, what transformation you can expect, how long it will take, where you may go wrong, and how long your organization will last. Spoiler alert, it could last up to a decade or your lifetime. Enjoy auditing this series of orientations for the Organize 365 products, and then jump in and join us this fall as you get organized and achieve your own transformation. Remember, Organize 365 is here to support you in making the invisible work visible, helping you organize the work that is in front of you so that you have more time to do what you are uniquely created to do. Let's get this party started. Welcome to the certification webinar. So this is the Paper Solution certification webinar. We are super, super excited to have you here. I have Monique Orb with us, which is the Director of Certification and Transformation Education. What's your title, Monique?
What do you want it to be?
Exactly. I'm always changing. I think it's the Director of Education Transformation. And Transformation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
And then also, I know that Steph is on listening. Steph is also the lead for the certification. So Steph Ardois, if you might be emailing her. And then we have a specific email set up for our certification, which is certification@organize365.com. If you have any specific questions or you ever need anything, it's Steph and Monique that will be working with you on all of the training and all of the backend stuff. Do not worry about emailing certification, or if you have any question with Organize 365, emailing customer service@organize365.com. We may not get back to you instantly, but we definitely will get back to you. So orientation, what is orientation? How is that different than a masterclass or a webinar? Here's the thing. Organize 365 is basically a university. It's where you learn the skill of organizing. And we're hoping that you are going to partner with us, or you already have partnered with us as a certified organizer. And we've made a couple of changes to our certification. It's no longer the Sunday Basket certification. It is the Paper Solution certification. So it is new for everyone. So this orientation is for those of you that already are certified organizers, but we allow you to listen in for free if you want an audit orientation, just so you can get a more clear picture of what each of our programs are, because they are kind of nuanced and it is like enrolling in a university class. Organization is a learnable skill, but not everyone has learned it. So how do we really empower people to do that? What would it look like if you were showing up for an in-person college class? What's the syllabus? How are you graded? What does done look like? That's what we're showing you inside of these orientations. So the promise that we have at Organize 365 for certified organizers is this. You may not know this, but the certification program was created before the physical Sunday basket and the binders were created, because I'm a teacher. Like, that's what I went to college for. I got a degree in early childhood and elementary education. And then I was a teacher and I've homeschooled and I've been in direct sales and I'm a business owner. But at the heart, I love to teach. And I know as a teacher, having taught in Montessori and having had my kids attend learning disability schools and having taught the at-risk kids in public schools, that everyone learns differently. Everyone learns differently. That's why the Sunday basket works, because it works for all learning styles. If you're auditory, if you're visual, if you're kinesthetic, like, it doesn't matter. There is something there for everyone. But no matter how well you make a course or a physical product, students don't always learn through this two-way, two-dimensional modality of watching a video, listening to a podcast, or even through a community app. A lot of students, a high preponderance, I would say, of students really need one-on-one instruction or small group instruction. And that's why I created the certification program before I created the Sunday basket, because I did not want to create, as a teacher, a product that students would not succeed at, because I have always felt as a teacher that it is the teacher's job to teach, not the student's job to learn. So if you do not learn the skill of organizing, that's on me as the organizational teacher. It is my job to provide you with everything you could possibly need in order to learn the skill of organizing. And so if my audience and my clients cannot learn the skill of organizing, there's something set up there that is a barrier that I should be able to break down. And the number one barrier is most people actually need some small group and one-on-one instruction. So that's why I started the certification. So the other thing is, why would you want to be a certified organizer, or why have you already joined the certification program? And the reason why is because Americans have been sold a bill of goods that we were going to be a paperless society. And newsflash, we will never in America be paperless. You're like, kind of a bold statement, Lisa. Yeah, I can back it up. Grayson is 11 months old. As soon as he was born, we had to apply for a physical paper birth certificate. And a month later, he received a paper social security card in the mail. He will need to keep track of those two pieces of paper until after he dies. Someone will literally have to keep track of those two pieces of paper when he's not even here 100 million years from now. So America is a paper-based society from birth. You may not realize this, but Japan has digital birth certificates. So can you get rid of all your paper in Japan? Yes, Marie Kondo is correct. In America, don't you dare. Don't you dare. Secondly, America is a capitalist society. And so what does that mean? That means that I'm quarantining for COVID. Like Greg and Abby have COVID. So they are sick. When you are sick in America, you have your insurance, you have a hospital, you have your primary care doctor, you have your pharmacy, you have an alternative medicine that you can go to, you have dental care, you have eye doctors. None of these people talk to each other. They're all independent entities. And so in the United Kingdom, when you get sick, the NHS will take care of you. And the pharmacy is connected to the hospital, is connected to your doctor. Not in America. It's not true in America. And because of that, America will never be a paperless society unless we have a nationalized something, and we'll never have nationalized everything. So this paper issue is not going anywhere. And even if it did, there's so much backlog of actual paperwork in American homes that we just need to do this. So the paper solution is something that needs to be done in every American home and will need to be for decades in the future. So we need certified organizers to partner with us. But I have another reason why we created the paper solution, and that is because I was a professional organizer and I found two things. The first one is this. We as professional organizers are really good at organizing, but we're not really good at marketing our services. And people who need professional organizers want to have a professional organizer, but they're afraid to have you come in their home because they feel there's going to be a judgment and they know it's going to be expensive. And so if I can create a small financial investment and a small group experience, like a workshop or a paper organizing retreat, where people who want to get organized can meet with people who know how to organize in a neutral setting, then certified organizers can then share all of their additional resources that they have to offer the people who want to get organized in a neutral setting, not in the client's home where they're worried about if you're judging them, which I know you're not, but that's how we feel when we ask for help. We're like, oh, I really should have this together. I wish I already had it together. So that is number one. I wanted to create a way for people who wanted to get organized to get connected to people who organize. And then secondly, as a professional organizer, I observed and I experienced, you can really only make it 5 years as a professional organizer if you're organizing in people's homes. It's exhausting. It is so physically taxing. Like you just can't do it. Whereas paper organizing, you could do that for decades. You could do it in your home. You could take the paper off site. And I was like, oh, I could get my organizational fix, but not need to like live in Epsom salts all day long in order to survive. So it's a great way to extend your professional organization business beyond wanting to really do attics and basements. So what kind of a mindset shift do you need to have in order to really be successful as an Organize 365 certified organizer? The first one is this. You need to realize that there are a lot of other ways that you can organize paper, but in this certification, we're only going to talk about binders and the Sunday basket. Everything active goes in the Sunday basket. everything referenced goes in binders. It will not really work for you if you try to use your system and the Organize 365 system, because the Organize 365 clients are going to come to you understanding the Organize 365 system, and they're not going to want to make a lot of modifications for that. It is, you need to really enjoy being around people and having a retreat teaching type experience. The community aspect of Organize 365 is fire. I mean, like, it is like we had to postpone this orientation for an hour because I'm in COVID quarantine and put the baby down. And everybody in my Instagram DMs in the app is like, you could postpone the whole thing. You need to do what's best for your family. We're willing to pivot. Like, they are, I have given grace. And now they are giving grace back to me. And we organize from a place of wanting to learn a skill of organization and becoming people of excellence, but not worrying about the fact that there is a perfect end. And the third thing is paper solution certified organizers have such an abundance mentality. You guys, there's enough disorganized paper for like lifetimes and lifetimes and millennia. Like, we were never going to get all this organ paper finished. Like, everybody is so collaborative and supportive. And they're like, oh, you need to organize this specific thing. This certified organizer over here is an expert in that. You need to go there. Like, we don't worry about who's doing the organizing. We know that there are plenty of resources and there's plenty for everyone to go on. So let's talk about what you guys just got in your box. If you became a new product, paper solution certified organizer. So you got the complete Sunday basket. You got all four binders shipped to you in this box, and you got the paper solution books. Now, I'm not going to unload all those because I try to get through this faster. So in the paper solution book, and this is why we've changed the certification from the Sunday basket to the paper solution. This little book has taken off. This little book is actually available in paperback now. And Putnam, our publisher, is like, wow, you're selling a lot of books. I'm like, well, people have a lot of paper. And people who have paper like to read books. So in here, we talk about the Sunday basket and we talk about five binders. So you actually get all of the binders. You get all four binders plus the Warrior Mama binder. And we talk about paper organizing retreats. So basically, if people are getting this book or listening to this book and they want someone that could support them with all of the things you can do in this book, that is the certification that we are doing. So the paper solution and reading the paper solution is step one. Step two is the Sunday basket. And I'm not going to unpack that right here for time purposes. I'm going to have you go ahead and watch the replay of the Sunday basket orientation that I did yesterday. Everything that's included in the Sunday basket, you get everything inside of the paper solution certification. You get the physical Sunday basket. You get the dashboard to create your Sunday basket. You get the ongoing Sunday basket club inside of the app. All of those resources are available to you. If you are a paper solution certified organizer, I think you know what the Sunday basket is, so I'm not going to go too much more into that. But I do want to stop a little bit and talk about the physical binders. So the binders come like this. You'll get a physical binder, and then you will get a little packet of stuff that goes inside, which will be whatever it is you need inside of each binder. Each binder has slash pockets. It has one of these little workbooks, and some have more. So the Warrior Mama binder has more. And there's a design change going on right now. So you will probably get this Warrior Mama binder by October. It will look like this. It's the same exact content. It's just a design upgrade. So the Warrior Mama binder has inside of it a workbook, and all of our binders have workbooks. And why do they have these workbooks? The reason why they have these workbooks is because your binder, we're used to as professional organizers organizing the paper we see in front of us. We take a filing cabinet and we make it more organized. Humans aren't good at filing papers. We as professional organizers aren't even great at filing. Like, filing cabinets just flat out don't work. Binders are better because, one, they provide a constraint. You have less that you're going to put in there. You can have more than one binder, but you're not going to have 20. And second, paper needs to be portable. Like, if you have a Warrior Mama binder, which is to advocate for a child under the age of 21, educationally and medically, you're going to take it to the doctor and the school. If you have a financial binder, you're going to take it to the lawyer if you're doing your will. If you have a medical binder, you're going to take it with you to the doctor if you're meeting a specialist. Like, your paper needs to be portable. But when you're organizing a file cabinet, you're only organizing 30% of what you need for a binder. Let me repeat that. If you're organizing a file cabinet, you're only organizing 30% of what you need for a binder. The paper is only a small piece of what you need in these binders. The second piece is whatever you have on the computer that you need to print out and put in the binder. And the third piece, which is about 40%, is filling out this workbook. Because we keep so much information in our head that is not on the computer and is not in paper. And when people need to advocate for you, or you need to advocate for someone else, you need the information that that person has in their head. So the binders are a complete solution for having the medical, financial, education for kids, household paperwork, and lesson plans, which we call household operations for your family. So that's what you get in the binders. You will get all of those. You also get the editable downloads. The editable downloads are given to anyone in Organize 365 that is at the Productive Home Solution level, but you as a certified organizer have the editable downloads. So if you want to add on an additional service to your clients where you can actually digitize that for them and save them, you have the capacity to do that as well. You also have two certification workbooks that I don't have here because I'm not at the office. I don't know if you have them, Monique, and you can hold them up. One is for Sunday Basket and one is for paper organizing retreats. This will eventually become one workbook, but as we're combining these certifications, they currently have been produced separately. So that's the Sunday Basket certification workbook, is how to do a Sunday Basket class in person or online. And then the certification workbook is all about how you do a in-person paper organizing retreat, virtual paper organizing retreat, anything else related to organizing paper in addition to the Sunday Basket. So what I want to do now is I'm going to share my screen and I'm going to show you what you have behind the scenes inside of the dashboard. So if you go to organize365.com, and I'm not going to log out just because I'm already logged in, but right here where it says my dashboard, it will say login. And when you click that, you will have credentials to log in. And when you log in, you will go to your dashboard. Now, right now, it looks like this. It's just a list of the programs you have. Soon, we're in the process of programming it. So by the end of August, it's going to look like this. So it's going to start looking more like a Pinterest board and less like just a list of courses. But right now, it looks like a list of courses. And what you want to go down to is the Paper Solution Certification. And there you will find the different modules that are available to you once you buy the Paper Solution Certification course. So the first two are unlocked when you start the Paper Solution Certification course. Once you actually complete the course and your licensing requirements, you then will have access to the marketing materials. And everyone has access to this Professional Organizer podcast. By the way, the Professional Organizer podcast is on all of your podcast players if you want to go listen to it. It's called POTT, which is Professional Organizers Think Tank. And there I walk you through how I built my business, what I did, all the answers. It's all free. It's all available here in the dashboard or on your podcast player. So it's called Professional Organizers Think Tank podcast. Okay, so let's look at what is included inside of the course that you are working on. We'll look at the first slash pocket first and then the second one second. So the first one is the course. Here's where you'll find all of the videos that go with the workbook that you got. So the workbook will have it all written out. You'll start with the Sunday Basket story. This is the Sunday Basket story about how I got started 20 years ago. And then you will move on to the Sunday Basket Workshop Certification Workbook. So you'll take your Sunday Basket Workshop Workbook, and then you'll just start working through these lessons. So we have an organizer checklist, and then we have good, better, best goals. And then you go on to the next one, and we talk about how to fill your Sunday Basket Workshop. And then how to do a launch event. That's my friend Melanie. She's so good at marketing. And then we teach you about websites, registration, just general business information, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Just how do you get your Sunday basket and your paper solution events filled? How do you do them? What are all the details? So that's all here inside of the certification course. The paper solution workbook is here. All of the lessons about how to do that. We talk about the different paper solution binders. Let me open up that one, this one. Okay, so the paper solution binders, this is each of the individual binders and how to do those. And then we also have HIPAA certification. So this is just an additional requirement that I have that is really a protection for you and the Organize 365 audience. When you're organizing people's paper, it's amazing. People don't realize this, but you can organize a whole filing cabinet worth of paper and never look at any of the dollars on a financial statement and never look at any of the diagnoses on a medical paper. Like you can literally organize an entire file cabinet and not notice any of the numbers, because when you're a professional organizer, you know where to find the date and the relevant information that you need in order to put things in order or to know if things need to be shredded. You're not like memorizing these papers, but as a homeowner, you don't know that. And you're very nervous having people in your paperwork, which is very private and personal. So HIPAA certification is what, you know, doctor's offices have and things like that. And you can do your own HIPAA certification. Monique, do you remember how much it is? I want to say $35, $55. It's not a lot of money. Yeah, something about that, she says. Somewhere around that. It's not a lot of money.
And we provide the link here to go directly to the course.
So that just gives you, it just gives your clients an additional feeling of like, okay, these professional organizers really are not going to share my private information. They've gone through all the proper training to be looking at these kinds of paperwork. It just gives them some extra assurance. And then we have some additional resources. The second slash pocket here is then going to be, what do you need to do to get licensed? After you do all of that classwork, what else do you have to do to get licensed? So you need to do the course. We just went through that. You need to read the paper solution book. You need to set up your Sunday basket and your binders. And we have something fun. So all of the people in the paper solution certification course get to have a private workshop retreat virtually with the Organize 365 certification staff. Right, Monique?
Yep.
You're coming on. Like, are you wondering if I'm going to say something wrong?
No, we are going to be helping you get your binders all set up. So you are set up personally before you work with your clients.
Yes. We don't want the cobbler to have no shoes, their children to have no shoes. So we want to help you get your paperwork signed up. Then there's a training quiz over the course, you know, just making sure people are actually watching it. If you're in the Organize 365 community, the quiz is going to be very easy for you to take. But it this is another safeguard. You know, I know that as Organize 365 continues to grow, we need more certified organizers, because I know as an educator, I need more one-to-one and small group instructors to support the Organize 365 staff. All of this here is not to make it so that you can't become certified with Organize 365. They're just strategic checkboxes that we've determined will make it so that people won't just pay the money and get listed on the Organize 365 website and get access to the Organize 365 community without understanding how Organize 365 functions, and create a bad experience for the Organize 365 client who's trying to get organized. So these are not in any way trying to evaluate you or make you jump through any extra hoops. It's just creating safeguards as we grow so that we are protecting, just like with the HIPAA training, we are protecting the people who want to get organized first versus making it easiest for the certified organizers. And then after you do your HIPAA training, you will attend after you do all of this, you're also going to attend an in-person paper organizer retreat. This is the best part. Oh my gosh, Monique. So we are doing these in Arizona, Florida, and Cincinnati in 2022. And we won't have any other locations until March of 2023. So if you want to get certified before April of 2023, you're going to want to pick one of these three cities. And then we're going to keep picking more and more cities around the country as I have different speaking opportunities or conventions that that I want to sign up for. You'll have an all-day training with Monique on Friday about anything in person related to the Certified Organizer Program. And then Saturday and Sunday, we're doing a real in-person paper organizing retreat in these cities with real live Organize 365 people who want to get organized and get their stuff together. And you'll be able to work one-on-one and in small groups with those people and get some real hands-on in-person experience with Monique and I there to answer any questions that you have. So once all that's done, you're going to do an admission interview with Monique. That's your last step. Then she'll give you the contract to sign and you'll pay the licensing fee. You'll complete this checklist and then you will have access to this next slash pocket, which is the marketing and the community part. So after you become certified, then you're going to get the marketing assets, the certification printables, the logo to put on your website, the eligibility to be in the dashboard, to have your events on the Organize 365 website, and you'll be added into the app inside of the community. Stop sharing. Okay, great. So that's all the unpacking. Like, here's the school supplies. Here's all the references that you have. It's a lot. Like, to become a Paper Solution Certified Organizer, it's a pretty long checklist, but it is so worth it because I did not name Organize 365 Lisa Woodruff, like Martha Stewart. I named it Organize 365 because I am a collaborative person by nature. And I know that Organize 365 is not the Lisa Woodruff show. It's not. I'm the one that does the podcast, but it is all of us. It is the certified organizers. It's the Organize 365 team. It's the Organize 365 community. All of us together, collaboratively working together to get organized, both for ourselves and for others. So we really need you and we really want you to be part of the Organize 365 community. And I really thank you so much for doing so. So here are some tips for success for completing your course. Number one, as soon as you sign up, and if you haven't done so already, or if you're already already qualified, like you have all the qualifications done, and you want to maintain your certification that you currently have, number one, pick your in-person training event right away, because there are limited spaces. The hotels are only so big. And there are only so many before we get to March of 2023. There's no other way to do the in-person certified training than to actually do it. So pick the city that you want to be going to. Second, book your hotel and travel because like at the end of, I think it's the very beginning of September, our hotel room block already goes away. I'm learning a lot about hotels. So just make sure you have your hotel, make sure you have your travel. And then third, make sure that you pick your private virtual training with the certification staff to do your personal binders, because you have to have all these done before we'll give you the contract and the link to make your annual payment. And then get started. Like, don't wait. Just get started because there are so many people drowning in their paperwork. This is really important. I want to tell you a couple of places where you can go wrong in being a certified organizer or in considering the certification if you have not signed up yet. First of all, the biggest way in which I see people going wrong is thinking that you can become a Paper Solution certified organizer and it will create a business for you. It will not. This is not a business in a box at all. You will get leads from Organize 365, of course, but not enough to create a business. And if you don't already have a business, then it's just not going to work for you. So this is not I'm going to start a business and I'm going to become a certified organizer. That is the start of my business. You need to have a business going. It does not have to be a professional organization business. You can be a therapist. You can be a yoga instructor. You can have some other business, but this is not like how you get started in business. You will be very frustrated if that's what you think it's going to be. Second thing, you do not have to have your paper perfectly organized to be successful or to start or at all. Like, first of all, perfect organization isn't a thing. So stop trying to do it. And second of all, that's why we have that virtual training time, which is it 4 or 6 hours, Monique?
It's 5.
Okay. Details are not my strength. So it's 5. So in 5 hours, are you going to have your whole Sunday basket going and all your binders done? No, you're not. We just want you to have had some time for yourself and to get started. You do not have to be perfectly done in order to get starting. So don't do that. And then third one, and this is really, really important. If you're not a follower of Organize 365, if you don't believe in the Sunday basket, if you don't enjoy listening to me, you are not going to enjoy being part of the certification, because the Organize 365 community that is going to be seeking you out and seeking out your events love me. And I mean, I don't say that like everybody loves me, but they do, because I love them. And I have prioritized and thought about and strategized how to empower and give grace and break down and give more examples and create everything possible for this audience to learn the skill of organizing. It's all I think about when I'm not with Grayson or my families. It's all I do is making sure that they can learn the skill of organizing. And so if you don't love Organize 365 and Lisa Woodruff, you're going to be very frustrated and irritated, and it's not going to be a good fit, because anybody from Organize 365 is going to say, Lisa says, and Lisa did, and on Lisa's Instagram, and I saw Lisa's da-da-da. And if you don't want to hear about Lisa's da-da-da-da-da, then you're not going to enjoy the certification. So just to let you know. All right. I already told you how you get certified. So what can you expect when you become certified after you complete the course? What are some of the transformations that you can expect personally and in your business? First of all, you are going to be part of the Organize 365 community at a deeper level, and you are going to experience working with the Organize 365 community, which is like, I mean, it's so fun. Like, to work with adults that want to be organized and have a desire to learn and are investing in themselves, it's like, yes, I'll stay up all night to do this. Like, I just love it. They inject this huge positivity into your business and into you. And it's just the most enjoyable thing ever. So do you want to say something?
I do.
Oh, okay. All right. Monique wants to say something.
There's a comment. I already received a comment today that said, I just want to endorse working with the certification organizer. As a new member since beginning of 2022, I have made huge advancements since working with a certified organizer.
So it's an audience member. Yes. Thank you so much, you guys. And this is the thing. Once you learn the skill of organizing, I mean, I know there are a lot of people registered for this course. We were like, how many people registered for this orientation? Totally normal that you would, once you become organized, think like, yeah, I would like to organize other people. I can do this. And so you may be saying, oh, shoot, she just said this cannot be the start of my business. We have another program called Start. It's POTT Start. Go listen to the free podcast. Go download that. Start your professional organization business. Call Monique and get started. And then add the paper solution certification to that. You can do those things simultaneously. She can help you make a plan. But if you think that you have gotten yourself organized and just signing up for the certification will instantly create a business for you, it won't. Creating a business is going to take a little bit more time. Okay. So here's how other people have described being inside of the certification community. Most of them will say the leads that they get from Organize 365 are hungry to learn. Like, they are just like ready to go from the get-go. They have already invested in themselves and they want to continue investing in themselves. So as a professional organizer, sometimes people have sticker shock or they're afraid of what your prices are, or they don't want to do things. That's not the way the Organize 365 community is. It's not like they have money to burn, but if they know that you can help them achieve the transformation and you could take their learning deeper, they have already started investing in themselves and they're willing to continue invest in themselves. The Organize 365 clients are full of grace for themselves and for others. They are going to give you grace. You're going to experience grace from your clients, which is mind-blowing. They really like Lisa. They feel like I understand them, and they think that they think like I do. So again, you really have to really like this whole Organize 365 thing. And then the community, like, the professional organizers are supportive and collaborative. They're easy to work with. They answer your questions. They give you business building ideas. And the number one thing people say once they enter the certification, they say, I have found my people. Right? So that they really feel like, oh yeah, this is what I have been looking for a long, long time. So what is next on your journey? You've already gotten your box. You've already signed up. Number one, make sure you have told the certification team which of the three in-person events you are going to be attending, like today. Tell us if you're going to Arizona, Florida, or Ohio. because the next in-person session will be in March. There'll be a couple in the spring in different locations, but those will be in March. The replay will be coming out. Monique, do we know how we're delivering replays now? It was going to be by email. Like, Monique, tell us how they're going to get a replay.
You're going to be getting an email when this is done. And in that email, you will have a link to go to a page that will have the replay on it. So we have a page, it'll be /orientations. And that will be in the events tab. And so all of the different orientations that Lisa is going to be doing will all be hosted on a page on our website for you to. So if you came to this one and you missed another one and you want to see it, they will all be in one place. It'll be our orientation library.
Awesome. And Grayson's still asleep, so we get to do Q&A, which is my favorite part, asking any questions you have. There's a handful in here in the Q&A already. So if you've been thinking about a question or you want something specific answered, go ahead and type those in. I'm going to start reading through those and answering those. Someone's saying, I'm a Canadian. Can I still do this? If so, HIPAA doesn't work for me, et cetera, et cetera. We are not open to international currently. That is something that I would like to be open to, but right now this is just an American certification. Krista asks, is there a certification to teach the Friday Workbox? There is. That is closed right now. You have to be a Paper Solution certified organizer first. So make sure you get your Paper Solution certification, and then we will be opening up the Business Workbox and the Education Workbox to the people who are already licensed and have fully completed their Paper Solution certification program. Steph would like to let us know that all of the replays will be available at organize365.com/orientation. Oh my gosh, I have the best team ever. Adriana says, thank you for the orientation library. I was taking notes and loving the info. And then Lisa asks, how long after you go through the START program should you start working on your certification? So I think they can be done in tandem, and something new that we're doing in the certification versus how we did it before, now that we've been doing this for 5 years. Monique and I have had a lot of conversations recently about the changes in the Productive Home Solution and the certification. And I'm like, oh, I feel bad we're making changes. I feel bad we're making changes. And then I was like, oh my gosh, we've done this for 5 years. I mean, we've been in business for more than 10. Like, most businesses aren't even around this. Of course, we're going to be making changes. So when I first started the certification, like, you paid that $475 a year immediately, and then you got trained and then you did your business, which is crazy. Like, sometimes it was 6 months in and you'd just be like ready to do a workshop and you were halfway through your certification year. Now, how we do it is you sign up for the certification course, you do all your training. Once all of your requirements are done, you pay that $475 and your certification starts. So really, if you want to do START and the certification, you could totally do them together, because your certification clock doesn't start until you sign the contract and make that payment. So it could take you 6 months. It could take you a year. It doesn't matter. And then you get to experience a paper organizer retreat, get your paper organized, start to build your business. And then where you're like, yep, I'm ready to go. Then you sign the contract, then you start it, then you get listed on the Organize 365 website. So if that's your plan, you could make yourself a one-year plan. Like, okay, I'm going to do START and the certification program. I'm giving myself a year. And then next summer, I want to be ready to list it on the website, et cetera, et cetera.
Or before that, whenever you're ready.
Yeah. Some of us, like Monique and I, like to do everything in 1 week and launch it. Like, we're just so crazy. Tammy says, does it still work where an organizer specializes in a particular binder? So the organizers are certified in all the binders. And of course, people have specialties. Like, you know, we have somebody who specializes in HR, somebody else who specializes in medical. So you can always add a specialty like inside of your personal business, but we're not listing those on the website. But trust me, all the certified organizers know who to refer people to when they need to, when they need somebody who is specialized. Linda says, do we still need an existing sole proprietor or LLC to attach our certification to? So you need to have a business. I'm going to have you go ahead and email certification at organize365.com or get on a quick call with Monique to talk through that. It's not an actual requirement that way, the way it was before. So Lisa says, what does the $475 cover? I see the $2,250 on the dashboard for the certification, just a little confused. So $2,250 is the price for the certification course. That's the products that we mail to you, the virtual training day, the in-person training and the in-person paper organizing retreat does not include your hotel, but doesn't include the event and lunches on that day. It includes, thinking about what is the list there. It includes the quiz, the interview with Monique, like all those things in order to get certified. Everything you need to know in order to get certified. And then when you're ready to get certified, $475 is the fee in order to be associated with Organize 365, listed on the website, your events listed on there in the directory, all of those things. That's your actual renewable license that renews every single year. Kind of like a Microsoft license. Think about that. Like you buy a Microsoft computer and then you buy the license every year in order to run Word on it. That's kind of the difference between the two. And to be honest, some people may do the certification course and decide not to become licensed. Monique and I checked out a bunch of certification programs, and that's pretty common for people to go ahead and want to do the whole training and want to learn all about how this is done, and then either add the license later or not add the license at all. So they're two completely different things, but you have to do the course and all of those things before you end up with the opportunity to do the certification. Lisa says, what happened to you today and how you handled it just proves how your system really works. Taking us through the process live shows us in real time how to do it. So if you're watching this as a replay or you don't follow me on Instagram, where I share literally everything. Grace has COVID there. Abby has COVID in the basement. The baby is sleeping next door. I'm in charge of the baby. And the noise you might've heard a minute ago was Joey delivering lunch to everyone. So I pushed all of these lives back 1 hour in order to be able to do them without a little baby distracting you in the face. So organization is where time comes from. It's where your capacity and your margin comes from for being able to do other things. And when you learn that, when you really internalize that, and you realize how much freedom you've gotten from organization, of course you're going to want to start an organization business, even if you didn't before. Of course, you're going to want to join us in this mission we have of transformation, of literally freeing people from their homes to go out and do what they're uniquely created to do. So I'm super excited that even if you aren't listening to this because you just became a certified organizer, if you're thinking about it or you're on the fence, like we would love to have you join us. We need more and more and more. Okay.
Got three more up here.
I know these are longer. That's why I haven't skimmed these yet. So Kara says, hello, thank you for this orientation. If we have clients who are interested in other products that we are not certified for, Education Workbox, Friday Workbox, can they purchase through a link we provide and still receive commission? So no, you need to be certified in order to receive commission. I did not mention that. So as a Paper Solution certified organizer, you do get commission on the Sunday basket. You get commission on the binders. You get commissions on all of the slash pockets. You get commission on some of the things like the 2.0 highlighters and tabs, things like that. It's a 30% commission. I have never set the certification up where you make a lot of money representing the Organize 365 products, because the truth is, by the time they find you, they probably have already purchased the products. They just want help with the implementation. The certification has always been set up on the premise that you are a professional organizer and that your services are worth a good dollar per hour and you charge fairly for your time. And it is your investment of time with other people to implement the systems is where you actually make your money. So can you make some money that way? You can, but I did not set it up where you make the majority of your money selling the products. You make the money on your own end, setting your prices fairly and then providing transformation and having good customer service. Kara says that makes sense. Great. Tanya, I'm planning to start my own organizing business, focusing on paper. Yay, to start, but maybe branching out to other things. I'm going to start building up my business along the way during the training, but by January, be hopefully certified after Ohio. Yay. And ready to hit the ground running. I'm already a member of the Productive Home Solution with an established Sunday basket. Great.
Great.
My question is, what exactly is the POTT training and what fees are associated with that? Wondering which route is best to take. So the POTT Start, which is Professional Organizers Think Tank Start, was created 5 years ago. And this is when you and I met each other. So Monique and I met 9.5 years ago. We're both starting our professional organization business. I was just a little bit ahead of Monique and created a course. So go listen to that podcast, you guys. It is gold. If you're a professional, I tell you everything people charge thousands and thousands of dollars for. And then we have a program called Start. It's like $495 or $500. And it has a workbook and it has even more videos that take you through how do you start a professional organization business. So how do you start a professional organization business? All the logistics of like, how do you take payments? How do you do the website? How do you, like all of that is in that course. The certification course is none of that. Like we don't tell you how to start a business or how to get clients or how to do a contract, or like we don't do any of that. We assume that you have a business and we're like, here's how you do a workshop where you'll meet more customers that then will go into your existing professional organization business. There is no overlap. They're two completely different things. And Tanya, just go ahead and email Monique, M-H-O-R-B at organize365.com. She can hop on a 15-minute call with you and really walk you through your plan. She loves to do that, by the way, right, Monique?
Yes.
Loves to share.
If you can't remember the email and you're watching this replay, go to the Paper Solution certification. No, the Paper Solution certification.com.
So easy. Go to this
one. On there, we have all the information about the course, but you can find a link to schedule a phone call with me.
Great. And do it. I mean, this is her job. This is what she does, and she loves it. All right, last one, I think. Adriana, if you have a question, type it in there because we're almost done. Adriana said, I organized my husband's Sunday basket yesterday, then explained to him how to access the info, provided him with an index to find, and yay, color-coded it blue, green, purple. Plan to help my daughter when she's ready for me to help her, but she's not there yet. Not sure if I can do certification at age 73. Yes, you can, but I'm very interested in this. Don't want to travel to Arizona, Florida, Ohio. Do you plan to come to New York at any point? We are not coming to New York. What's the closest we're going to get to New York next year? So Adriana, go ahead and reach out to Monique because she knows where we're going to be next year. We're not going to be in New York, but we can make a plan for you. And oh my gosh, 73. So this is a great thing to end on. I just turned 50. If you follow me on Instagram, you know, I mention it all the time. I'm 50. I'm 50. I love it. It's fine. Martha Stewart is 80 years old. She has like the biggest conglomerate business of the world. Her stuff is sold everywhere. It's at Meijer, it's at Walmart, it's at Staples. At Grayson's birthday, he got a bag. The bag was made by Martha Stewart. You cannot go anywhere where Martha Stewart isn't. So this is my new thing. When people are like, are you going to sell your business? When are you going to retire? Because Greg's 55. All he can do is talk about retiring. And I was like, look, I am 10 years in to a 40-year career. You guys, I'm going all the way to 80. I'm probably going beyond there, but my mental mindset is 80. Like I'm only 25% of the way up. Can you imagine what Organize 365 is going to be? So Adriana, 73, it's a baby. It's just a baby. And also all of your friends need paper organizing. Like every single person you know is drowning in paper and they have no idea how to do it. And they would much rather learn from you than a 23-year-old. So I say, go for it. Like I'm planning to live to be 100. I mean, you've got like 27 years to go. Yes. Partner with us. We would love it. Canadian again. Can I do the START program as a Canadian? Yes, you can. So true about Martha. I will reach out to Monique. Great. I have a master's in public administration, so I love paper too. Adriana, come on. Just like I'm going to wait for your ching to come through and so we can send your box. Joey's at the office. He will get it sent out to you. We are ready to go. All right. That is all of the answers that we have. Oh my gosh, Monique, the baby, he slept through the whole thing. And like, he will wake up in minutes. I know he will. So I'm ready for the 2 o'clock orientation. Fingers crossed. We still get that baby to sleep at 2 o'clock and I'll be able to do this for the Productive Home Solution. You guys are awesome. I would so love to continue to partner with you. Thank you for investing the time in yourself. Thank you for even considering partnering with us or having already partnered with us. Together, we are all better. And I'm just so excited to be growing Organize 365 with you. Thanks, everyone.
Are you ready to join us? I hope so. Head on over to organize365.com/orientations to see the full video of this podcast, or organize365.com/shop to make your purchase. And remember, you can always email customer service at organize365.com. They would love to answer any questions that you have and help you create a custom plan for how you can tackle and get your home organized once and for all.